Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Avalanche Center, and we're going to be talking about the Avalanche forecast for this coming weekend. Brett, thank you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's always great chatting with you guys over there at KOAL. I'm located here in the San Pete Valley, and like you said, do the forecasting for Manti Skyline, so appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that we're at a time of year where we can actually talk about, you know, the Avalanche forecast, because that means there's snow on the ground, which is something I know a lot of people have been looking forward to. So, Brett, let's jump right into it. What is the Avalanche forecast looking like?
Yeah, sounds good. And you kind of nailed things pretty good there with mentioning that I think a lot of folks are eager to start getting up into the high country. One of the reasons I think this interview is timely is that we are anticipating some dangerous avalanche conditions to materialize this weekend. And this kind of stems from the fact that we've had some snow on the ground for quite a while. And when snow sits around for long periods of time, you know, some of the snow actually even fell in October and has been sitting around since then. And when that happens, and it sits around for a long period of time, and it's shallow, it turns into a very sugary, cohesionless, faceted grains of snow. And these things are they can form a very weak layer of snow once we start stacking more snow on top of them. And that's what we're kind of looking at this weekend, is we're starting to stack some new layers of snow onto the older, weaker layers that formed earlier in the season. And that's what's going to make things unstable. Along with just the snowfall, we are going to be seeing quite strong wind. And that is also a very big factor in making these conditions unstable.
And so if people are up in the Skyline region, up in the mountain this weekend, what are some of the things that they should be looking out for, kind of those indicating signs of potential danger?
Yeah, so, you know, we call this old weak layer, we call it a persistent weak layer. And the reason is because it can persist for a long time. So most likely when I chat with you next week, we'll be talking about this again. And when we have these persistent weak layers, probably the most important thing to do for folks going into the high country is to stay off of steep slopes. So that means slopes steeper than about 30 degrees in steepness. If you do that, if you avoid those steep slopes, then you'll have no problem going up and recreating. Even if we're seeing, you know, quite dangerous conditions up there, if you avoid avalanche terrain, then you're not going to get caught in the avalanche. That's probably the most important thing that folks can do.
And then I think this is also a good avenue to share kind of some safety tips while you're up in the mountains. And I think a very pertinent one to what you just talked about is, what should people do in the event that they are caught in an avalanche? What kind of measures should they take in if they are caught?
Yeah, okay, that's a great question. And folks who go up and recreate quite a bit in the backcountry, skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, should all be carrying avalanche rescue equipment. And that includes an avalanche transceiver or an avalanche beacon, both the same term for that device, either a beacon or an avalanche transceiver. And a collapsible shovel and a collapsible avalanche probe. And with those three items, if someone is buried, you at least have a chance for finding them. Now, the most important thing is to be aware of when conditions are ripe for avalanches, and that way you avoid being caught in them and having to take that chance that you are going to find your partner with that avalanche gear that I recommended. But it is very important gear to have along. We did have a close call up in the Logan area just a couple days ago, and a snowmobiler was completely buried. His snowmobile was completely buried in an avalanche, and his partners were able to locate him using the rescue gear that I just mentioned, and they were able to dig him out, and he was still alive. So it's a prime example on how that rescue gear does work in emergency situations.
Yeah, it's like they always preached in Boy Scouts, be prepared. And with equipment like that, that's putting the right foot forward, especially if you are caught in an avalanche. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, no problem. Again, being armed with some information is probably the best thing. So we put out a daily avalanche forecast for the Manti skyline, and it describes what kind of avalanche conditions are going to be going on up there, and it's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. So if folks are heading out, say Saturday morning after we've gotten some more snow and more wind, they can get a hold of that forecast and get some information about what kind of conditions they have up there, and some recommendations on how to travel and avoid being caught in avalanches. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is the website to get that avalanche forecast, and just search for the skyline forecast, and you'll have some great information for heading out into the backcountry.
Well, Brett, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We were talking about this week's avalanche forecast for the Skyline region. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.